Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Yeah, look at this. We got a pinch hitter today stepping in for Kevin.
Like that.
Steve Hawk is here for Hawk Topics, brought to you by R&R RV. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Easily found in the hallways. I'm Steve Hawk.
I know where you are, so yeah, I can chase you down.
Yeah, watch where you walk.
Yeah, he's like, here's the door open. He's like, nope. Nope. Did you cut your hair?
I didn't, but somebody else did, yeah.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was over the weekend.
Wait, did I saw you Monday, but I couldn't tell it was cut.
I was wearing a hat yesterday.
Oh, man. Is that why? Because now it's fairly obvious.
No, I was wearing a hat yesterday just because I needed to wear a hat yesterday.
But do you think it helped me not recognize that you had a haircut? Please say yes.
No. I can't hate my hair.
I know, but I feel like I'm a bad friend now for not noticing.
Well, you are.
Oh, thank you.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Remember? Well, he's a work friend.
Work friend.
Yeah,
we talked about yesterday.
Work friend. So it doesn't really matter then. It cancels out. Carry on.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Right. Are you excited today?
For everything.
I mean, it's Prime Day.
It is Prime Day.
Are you a Prime guy?
Not a Prime guy. Didn't, no.
No? Okay. No. I can try to find you some deals. Steve, why were we, producer Steve, why were we trying to buy a mini tramp?
Ooh.
What was that for? Do you remember what the reason that was?
I think so I could have it in here and bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on sale. But I did see the one. You know, apparently they're still used for exercise. Did you ever have one of those?
I did have one, and it was used for exercise.
Like running or whatever?
Just kind of bouncing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who wants to bounce and watch TV? That's where it was.
Gosh.
It was down in the rec room, and that's what happened with it.
What, didn't that give you like a headache?
No.
I mean, the bouncing part was
I didn't
watching.
Do it often.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. You're looking at me like I was, no, it wasn't me. It was like the kids and the
okay.
wife.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Reading a book at the same time, huh?
Man.
No, what we would do... We being the boys, we started that game, whatever it's called now, where you bounce a ball off of it. So you just throw a ball on it, and you've got about 3-4 people standing around it.
Oh, yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
Spike ball.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We were doing that before it was a thing.
That's crazy. That's probably how it actually happened.
I think we probably saw it somewhere.
Because mini tramps were pretty popular.
Started,
yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, look at this. I mean, plus... Kids will bounce a ball off anything.
Yeah,
so
it was
why
cool.
Not?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be great. I never thought about that, but yeah, you should probably sue somebody or something.
I probably should.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that. Yeah. Who can I?
Are you,
there's money out there.
You like baseball.
I do like baseball a lot.
And
A lot.
You probably maybe watched the Home Run Derby yesterday?
Saw some pieces of it.
Yeah. And you like the All-Star Week or no? Or you think that's just kind of an...
I don't like it as much as I used to. It used to be like this turning point. It felt more like the midway point when we, as American League teams, would only play the National League teams right around now.
Yeah.
And it was just... it was more of a special thing. You know, like 2 weeks worth of playing the National League teams leads up to the All-Star break. It's the midway point.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just kind of, I don't know.
You're just not as excited about it.
No.
Did you happen to hear about the national anthem yesterday?
No.
Well, Ingrid Andress is a country singer.
Of course.
And she...
You can always change your name. I did for radio.
Right,
but I mean,
yeah.
No, go with Ingrid.
Ingrid, that was me. I kind of stumbled over.
Oh, but, Ingrid's way. Okay, Ingrid, I thought.
I did stumble over
that.
Yeah, Ingrid.
Ingrid, okay.
Ingrid Andress.
Yes, much better.
Yeah, is it? And she struggled a bit for the national anthem. I mean, I don't know. You be the judge.
You know, I've heard a lot.
She might have had a bad day.
It's tough because I can't sing.
Right. I'm with
you. But everybody knows that, so they don't ask me to go do that.
Correct, yeah.
And I also know the pressure of being in a public place and trying to perform in front of a couple people.
And if your earpiece is not working and you're in a stadium and the echo and you can't hear yourself, you might sound like that.
And I know from personal experience when things start to go bad or whatever.
Yep.
And I'm up there in front of people.
Man.
That pressure of wondering or thinking or believing that everybody knows how bad this is.
Yeah. There's no hiding.
They're all just staring at you.
Yeah.
And then how are you going to do this?
You know what you do then after that? You immediately deactivate the comments on your Instagram because that poor girl, she took some heat. And she's been in this building, Steve. She came into the conference room like a couple of years back, sang and was blew us away how great she was.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, you know, she can sing, yeah, but she's just like, oh man, that's rough. Bad. It was a rough one. Yeah, I felt bad for her.
She couldn't get back on track.
Never got it. Never got started, you know, semi, and then man, it just trailed, kept on snowballing to the point where the players are like snickering and then the crowd's like, oh.
Yeah.
It was a rough one, yeah.
That's too bad.
Hard to recover from, honestly. It's very embarrassing.
For me, it probably would have been maybe the highlight.
That would have been the best
part.
Well,
yeah, the guy who won the home run contest. I mean, it's just whatever, so aggravating. Yeah. It's so aggravating. The whole experience so far has just been like, as a Mariner fan. So, yeah, I love to laugh.
That's
the best part of the season yes, so far. Gosh. Steve said, aren't you still in first place?
Yeah.
By a game, right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
What, are you a Cubs fan or something?
I'm a White Sox fan.
Oh, okay.
And they're both terrible this year.
Yeah, they are.
That's why congrats
I said that.
On that.
I was trying to make myself feel better about you through your demise. Yeah, we are still in first place, Steve. Thank you for that. It's
just
a slow burn. It's a very slow, slow burn. Welcome to the Northwest.
Yeah. I mean, aren't the White Sox in last place?
Probably, but they beat us when they came to town, I think.
Oh, well, baby.
Boy, they're in last place in the entire league.
Yeah, but we still lose to the Marlins, to the Angels, to the White Sox. We lose to everybody.
I mean, the White Sox are 27-71.
I'll look back when they played the Mariners. There's a couple of wins that they have.
Up the 20.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why don't you do your Kevin impression, Steve? That'll make it
easy. Yeah, do it. Make
let's,
it. We're
let's
even.
Hear what it sounds like.
Oh, I'm Radio's Kevin James.
I don't mind it.
Kevin James.
Let's hear your Beavers. Impression of me, by the way.
Oh, I'm Radio's Jay Daniels.
Same guy.
It's weird.
That one was terrible.
Sorry.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk, round two of Hawk Topics, filling in because Kevin's sick today.
Sorry,
so.
Kevin.
Yeah.
His loss, my gain.
Yes.
Hello, producer Steve.
Hello, Steve Hawk. Is it really your gain?
Yeah, I love being in here.
Oh, okay.
I love being in here.
We love having you here.
Excellent.
Yep.
Do you like text abbreviations?
Nah, yes. I use them occasionally just because it's quicker. But I sometimes overthink it, maybe I shouldn't.
Are you a caps lock abbreviator? Like if it's...
No.
If it's... Okay. Are you an LOL or what are you? What's your
I could do LOL, yeah, but like...
but you're not a caps lock LOLer. Like you're just LOL, whatever. However it comes out.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll think, I don't want to do that. So then I'll do the smiley face. And I wish I didn't have to do the smiley face. I wish I could just, hey, I'm happy, or hey, that was a fun statement.
Do you ever ha ha ha?
I have ha ha ha'd.
Have you hee heed?
No, I don't like the hee hee.
No, hee hee's terrible.
Not for me.
Oh, no.
I'm sure it's great for other people.
Yeah, just
and
like,
I have had plenty of people hee hee me.
Really? I don't think I've had the hee hee.
Really?
No, just ha ha.
You've never gotten a hee hee?
I don't think so.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
Be funnier.
I have had the hee hees.
Steve, you have a hee hee? Producer Steve?
I don't use it, but I think I've gotten it
You
before.
Received it?
Oh, baby.
Well, stop.
That made it different. Yeah, I hope I never get it now.
Yeah, I don't. It depends on who the he's from.
Because, I mean, yeah, that's a very
and
good call.
The last one I got, it surprised me.
Okay, but it was worthwhile. But it was like, it was,
no, I didn't enjoy like it. I wish he wouldn't have. No.
My preferred even any sort of laughter more than the smiley, laughing, crying face, no emoji, nothing. I'll give you the ha-ha. If I give you more than two ha's, That's like, you know, well done. I mean, a ha-ha is, ha is completely sarcastic.
Yeah.
As in like, yeah, Steve, you better learn that. So if I give you the ha, that was like, you know, okay, mildly humorous. Ha-ha is, you know, mid to upper. But if I go blasting ha-ha across it, that's an A+.
Sometimes I need to let you know that I'm just joking, so I might do a ha-ha that way.
Yeah, yeah. No, as you're typing it, if you say something. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it, as opposed to, you know.
And I also will try to go capital H, lowercase a. Capital H.
Oh, that's extra effort.
What a time sucker that is.
Oh, my God.
I know, but I'm a perfectionist.
Way too much.
Yeah, you're doing too much, Steve.
I know, but
you're
doing too much. I will overthink it and then think, well, I just want to show them that I'm being funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, that's really emphasizing. I got an email that was clearly sent with a phone, but they had a bunch of text abbreviation stuff in it. And, you know, and I was just like, just type the word or just whatever. And all caps lock. Like all of the letters were locked in all of the different versions of whatever the short code was.
Yeah, I'd see. I don't.
LMK, and I'm like, ugh. Type it. Good Lord.
Do you text with your fingers or do you voice text mostly?
I've done both, mostly, probably 80-20 or maybe 90-10 texting with my fingers.
Okay.
Yeah, very rarely is it. Voice text, I'll do it if sometimes I can do it with my AirPod in.
Yep.
You know, I can voice text that way. But unless it's like a really, really long message, and even then most time I type it. What do you do?
I do mostly fingers until I get frustrated with my fat finger syndrome or whatever I want to call it.
And I've gotten worse. Like the spell check thing, is it worse?
Yeah, it is now? Worse.
It's getting worse, I swear.
But I will like reach for an S and I keep hitting a B and I'm like, okay, it didn't work. And yeah. I reach for the S and hit the B.
It's
I'm like,
the same
okay,
thing.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, and you're trying to spell stud muffin or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hee 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 hee.
It's not bud muffin.
Hey, stud muffin. Hee 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 hee. Yeah, that's how I start a lot of my texts.
I'm sure.
Want to go golfing later today?
Yeah, I could see it. I could certainly see it. Any movies in the future for you? There's a couple big ones coming out with Twister and the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Not for me, maybe. I'm not. That's really going to have to be something serious to drag me into the theaters.
Because you haven't been to theater for a while.
Yeah. Kid just went and saw In-N-Out. He enjoyed that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Inside Out, too.
Inside Out, yeah, that's, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, my parents saw that.
Okay.
Hee hee hee.
Did they like it?
Yeah, well, they took grandchildren.
Wow.
So.
Okay,
but the question is, did they like it?
They did. They did a movie review about it.
They did. They called and did a movie review.
Great.
King Peter and Big Barb called and did a very extensive movie review.
Good. Yeah, I'm sure I'll wait for that one. I want to see it, but
sure.
I don't need to go to the theater.
At this point of your life, you're more likely to just stay home, don't care, whatever. I'll watch it whenever.
I love to see some movies on the big screen, and I will definitely go to the theater and enjoy it to see some movies on the big screen.
Yeah, you just not one that you really.
Inside Out or Inside, whatever that.
Mm-hmm.
No. Didn't need to see that one.
Or Inside Out, whatever it is, yeah.
Not that one.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just checking because I know one of them comes out this weekend. I mean, did you remember the original Twister?
I loved the original twist.
Yeah. Well, this one's Twisters. You know, it's the same, basically the same story, just updated, upgraded.
Yeah, I'm down with tornadoes. Yeah. I really enjoy a good tornado.
You enjoy I've said it myself many times.
Yeah, being from the Midwest, I enjoy a good tornado.
What's your Midwest tornado story?
The worst one. I mean, I lost he was a student. He was a fellow student.
Oh, and he...
Yeah.
Jeez.
Got his house.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
That's the first tornado story
I was hoping for an almost, not an actual.
It was a real one.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, that's a bad one.
It was close. And it was close to downtown Minneapolis, too, which was even weirder.
Oh, yeah. We had the driving, pulling the trailer. I was probably 5, 6, maybe. So my sister would have been 16. There's 5 of us in the back of the car. And I remember we were like, Mom, what's that? And she's trying to distract us while my dad's driving, you know, a million miles an hour as fast as he can drive in a station wagon pulling a trailer, which isn't all that fast.
Yeah, but there's straight roads.
Yeah, right. And it was like, you know, we're just trying to, we were like side by side trying to get ahead of it. And all the kids are like, whoa, look at that thing. That's crazy. And Mom's like, let's read a book. You know, hey, let's tell jokes. Hee hee ha ha. Yeah, let's sing some songs. And Dad's like, let's shut up. I'm trying to get out of a tornado. Yeah, one of those deals, you know.
Wow.
And then we end up, you know, getting past and the angle of the tornado was better and all that. But man, yeah, you can't live there without having multiple stories.
No, and then you go in driving through some of those smaller towns after something has gone through.
Yeah.
It's so devastating.
Terrible.
So horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I lived at a trailer park in western Nebraska, and there was probably an average of 10 to 15 times a summer during that one summer in particular where you're leaving your house.
That's how
it was crazy.
Scary.
It really is.
It really is.
We're fortunate here not to have that.
Absolutely.
And the bad news this morning, did you see the little fire on
I kind of heard that there was some little overnight fire.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I think the damage is very limited.
I hope so.
It's just like to the entryway.
I hope so.
When's the last time you had Viking lunch?
It's been a couple of weeks.
I had it last Friday.
Did you really?
What's your go-to over there?
The Habrock.
What is that?
It's a sandwich. I don't know what's all on it. I think there's some bacon on it. There's some other 16 different types of meat and bread. No, it's not like that. I don't know everything that's on it. I just know it goes down and comes out good.
I was just,
Steve Hawk, likey-likey.
Hey,
that's a great thing to put on a menu. It goes down and comes out good. I don't know about that one. I don't think that's the one.
I mean, it seems factual. Right?
I work in marketing. Can you tell?
Good to see you, buddy. Thanks
All right,
for being
thanks,
here.
Thanks, guys. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Or a melon baller, if you will.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those? Those things are fire.
They are pretty great. I do not have.
It's a great invention. It's one of those great inventions that don't cost a lot.
Kevin James.
There's probably not too many single guys that have one. Because I feel like it's one of those things where you just would never buy.
I mean, but how much are they, really?
It can't be more than a few dollars.
$5.
Yeah.
$5?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Are you a tightwad, Steve?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Frugal, right?
Yeah. Well, if it's a melon baller.
You're like, why do I need a $5 melon baller? Well, you don't have to buy it now. You got one. So I expect melon ball heaven at some point.
Yeah. Well, now I got to buy melons.
Yeah, I know. But won't it be great when you do?
Well, yes. So thank you, Denise.
At least there's a payoff. It's not like, oh, I got to buy it and then I'll never use it because, you know, that has been removed. That stumbling block has been removed.
Yes.
So now it's all the benefit of buy a melon, eat a melon. Eat the melon balls.
Yeah. No, this is great. Your wife
we'll see.
Bought me a great one here. It's got that, like you mentioned, soft grip handle.
Soft grip.
It's double-sided, large scoop, small scoop. It's a whole thing.
Man, yeah, let's go. All right, well, on the way, we got those Luke Combs tickets to give away for the Gorge. Did we qualify everybody we need to qualify today, or do we have one more qualifier for the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree?
One more, Jay.
One more. Okay, so here's what we'll do. We will, let's do that. We'll qualify somebody for the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree in about 3-4 minutes here. And then right at 10 o'clock, we'll give away the Luke Combs tickets at the Gorge, okay?
Ooh, I like that.
All right, so that's what we got. Let's do this.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Kevin's sick of the day, but we'll still do his clip of the day.
I don't know if he's sick of the day.
Yeah, that's true. He's just a sick day, yeah. Right, right?
I mean, well, you're right, though. He probably is sick of
the day. He might be.
He probably is.
Send him a hee-hee. He'll feel better.
Or maybe a ha-ha.
Yeah, please do.
So, Jay, you know, today I'm obsessed with baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the All-Star break.
Yeah, because last night was the Home Run Derby. Yep. Today is the All-Star game, or tonight, whatever. And I thought I would go another for the clip of the day, something that I caught yesterday while I was watching the Home Run Derby that I thought was pretty funny.
Okay.
And I don't know if you caught this or not, but Gunnar Henderson, I believe is his name, plays for the Baltimore Orioles. He had a decent showing.
Yes, I saw that kid.
Yeah, 11 home runs, which was actually the lowest total, but 11 is still pretty good for the first round.
Yeah.
But they were interviewing him prior to his at-bat and just kind of saying, you know, hey, this is your first go-around with the Home Run Derby. What do you think? Blah, blah, blah. And it led to some interesting things when they were chatting with him.
First Home Run Derby. Can you describe the emotions you're feeling inside?
Yeah, there's one way to do your first one, I guess. So, looking forward to it. And it's going to be an unreal experience.
You got a cool custom bat. Can you show that to us and describe what you were thinking here?
So we got the Scooby-Doo bat. Chandler, they did an unreal job. I've always been able to do a pretty good Scooby-Doo impression. So, and it was my favorite show as a kid. So why not bring it into the... It's a kid's game, so why not bring it into the sport? So.
Gunner, good luck. Carl, back to you.
You got a good one, right?
Old school. I do shaggy.
Bro.
I do shaggy better.
Hey, Gunner, real quick, give me that Scooby-Doo impression.
Scooby-Doo
impression?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, he's not lying. The lap is really good.
Yeah, that's very well done, isn't it?
Yeah, he's worked on that a minute. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, the first part I was like, oh, okay, and then all of a sudden, no, he's got the lap down. Very well done.
Mm-hmm.
The bat looks so cool, too.
It is really neat. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Can you do a Scooby-Doo, Steve?
Right on.
No, go ahead, answer the question first. Can you do it?
No, I better stop there.
No, do it. That would be so great if that was you.
Yeah, I know.
I would make you like answer the phone like that. You'd be like, Rain covers row.
That's pretty good, Jay.
Row.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to understand sometimes, but if you're really good at it, you can understand like all the words.
Raggy.
Go ahead and do the impression.
Okay. That was nice.
Hee hee.
Oh, that's a lot of ha-ha.
Look at how many I gave you right there. Yeah, how old is that Gunner kid? He's got to be in his early 20s.
Oh, you know, let me look it up.
He looks, I saw the picture of him. I actually saw him hitting a little bit last night, and I was like, that guy, he looks so young. Because sometimes the baseball players look pretty young.
He does. He is, oh boy, oh boy. He is 23.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, so he's my son's age. That's why he looks so young. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and he did not win, right?
No, he was out in the first round.
Oh. Just trying to set you up there to say no so I could.
Ruh-roh.
All right, let's do it. Let's go ahead and qualify you right now for the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree. Woo!
Right, rough you, Ray.
It
doesn't work with Jay.
No, it does not. So, yeah, call number 7-509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
127 dogs attending the film 101 Donations.
Kevin James.
Did you say donations or Dalmatians?
Did I say donations?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we've got those Luke Combs tickets for the Gorge coming up at 10 o'clock, so just 15 minutes from right now. And our qualifier for the Cabela's was Carla. So, Carla, congratulations. You qualified for the drawing for $5,000 shopping spree.
Mm, that is a good one, Jay.
It's a great prize.
Yeah. I mean, they're both good ones, the Luke Combs and the
Sure, Carla. Yeah. One's $5,000, one's Luke Combs. Both pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. Well, you ready for your final thoughts, Steve?
Sure.
All right.
Final thoughts.
Brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration.
Jay, got many thoughts, but here's one.
Yeah.
And I guess the final one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though I need to defend my childhood.
Okay.
Because this is not the first time.
Was it something I said?
No, I guess it's something that I said, or many things that I've said. Mm-hmm. I've gotten this many times where people have commented.
Well, because you didn't have cable. Is this what this is in reference to?
No, this is actually in reference to the Melon Baller.
Oh, okay. All right.
I posted on Facebook the beautiful melon baller that your wife purchased for me.
Jeez.
And the large
Whoever
scoop,
thought you would post that on Facebook, but yeah.
I mean, I did.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I did.
Never had one, apparently, yeah.
No, well, here's the thing. So someone said, I think in response to me, I think they thought that I never had a melon baller.
Okay.
Which I did previously, but I just don't have one now.
Yeah.
She said, you know, you poor thing. Sometimes I really wonder if you were locked in a basement as a teen. You've never seen a melon baller. And I feel as though I need to defend myself.
Yes, let's hear what you have to say.
And I have seen a melon baller.
While you were locked in the basement?
No.
Oh, okay.
And my parents owned a melon baller. My dad would make fruit salads quite frequently.
Yummy, yummy.
I was telling you yesterday, off air, in fact, that he would take a watermelon.
Right.
And, you know, cut it up and then scoop out the insides and then take other melons and put that inside of the watermelon so it was like a basket.
Yes, he did the basket thing. Yeah, that's right.
So I've had many experiences with a melon baller.
Okay.
But other things. But this is not the first time that someone has commented, like, what were you, like, what childhood have
right,
you had?
And right.
So I feel as though I need to defend my childhood a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, your dad, he's not like he wasn't serving you melon.
Oh, we had plenty of melon.
It's just, as a grown-up, you never had your own, probably, melon baller. And I would say that's pretty normal for somebody who's your age and is living by themselves.
Yeah, I think I did have a melon baller at one point, and I might have one somewhere, but it's just...
You're saying your melon baller is not a priority? That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, who are you right now? It's midsummer. Come on, man. Fruit salad.
Yeah.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Boy, now that's going to be stuck in my head.
It gets in there, believe me. Thanks so much to the Wiggles.
Yeah. Thanks, Jay. Thanks to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Final thoughts.
Thank you. Here I thought it was going to be about the fact you said you didn't have cable. What does everybody go at instead? Nope. Steve never had a melon baller?
Well, I'm sure.
Poor child.
That was one of the things that I think was commented on a while back. And I just happened to notice this was one of the comments now. And she was saying there was something else that we talked about, I guess, before. That was like, what's going on here? So I feel as though I'm giving myself a bad reputation or my childhood. When in fact, it was very nice.
It was totally fine.
It's very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. Very normal. But I appreciate the comments and the looking out for me.
Of course you do. Steve, it's Prime Day. You don't have Amazon Prime?
I do not.
Let me find something for you.
You already got me a melon baller. I don't need anything else.
That's true. What else could a man want?
Yeah.
I have, there's like 7 categories on the very front page of it today.
Okay.
I don't even think I'm logged in here, so I don't know how they know. But there's the grocery and gourmet food. I don't feel like that. You want that. Deals. On clothing and accessories, spotlight deals. Continue shopping deals. I don't know what that means. Deals related to your views and deals recommended for you, plus deals on your recent history. Which category do you want me to click on and see what pops up?
Let's do recent history.
Recent history. Let's see. Oh.
But you're not logged in, but it still knows that.
Well, I have been searching, but I'm not logged in.
Oh, okay.
Mini tramp. First thing that comes up, mini trampoline. Okay. So, yes, obviously that is on recent searches.
Yeah.
Let's see what the next one is. What is this thing? Oh, it's a stepper.
A stepper?
Yeah, you know, like a Stairmaster kind of thing.
Boy.
Yeah.
That seems expensive.
$100, $93, 38% off Prime Day. Let's see what this one is.
It's Prime Day, bro. It's Prime Day.
This one. They have been listening. They have been paying attention. The Bio Bidet BB500 Low Profile Electric Bidet Toilet Seat. Warm water.
Ooh.
Heated seat.
Holy cow.
Smart sensor. I don't know what that does.
I mean, I imagine. Well, I can imagine.
Can you?
Maybe.
Slow close lid night light. Man. This thing, it's $190. How many do you want?
7.
Okay, all right.
That seems like a really good deal.
I mean, that's like the Cadillac of bidets, it feels like. Plus, anytime you have something like this and you throw in a couple of letters and a number, you know, like if you said it's the Bio Bidet, low profile, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. But when you said it's the Bio Bidet BB500, it just sounds like that's revved up.
Yeah, seems like a race.
Honestly, it's like whatever you do, whatever product, put like 2 letters and a number. The Jay and Kevin Show MM750.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, I mean, all of a sudden, it just seems like it's so much more important.
It really does. Hey, Jay, did I ever tell you, so my parents, they remodeled the house when my stepmom moved in.
Yeah.
Not too long after.
Okay.
And my dad decided it was a priority to get toilets for the bathrooms. And so...
Imagine that.
Yeah. And so we got... the brand, I guess, was like Toto Toilets or whatever.
Okay.
And every time people would come over, he would take them specifically to the bathroom.
To because, show him?
Yeah. He's like, you got to check out these Toto Toilets. Because what made them special was they were like slow close toilets.
Yep.
They didn't like slam down.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Like the previous ones.
Right.
They
yeah.
So he's like, check this out. It's so cool. It's like slow. You just hit it and it goes down slow. And he was showing these people all the time. It's like, I mean, there was other stuff that we did in the house. But
right.
That was like
the toilet seat was the greatest invention ever.
Yeah. He was so excited about it.
I will tell you, if you have those, whether it's a Toto or whoever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
The slow close.
Yeah.
If you have that and then you like go someplace that doesn't have it, you will pretty much break a toilet seat.
Oh, yeah. I've slammed down to toilets in my day.